by 150 bureaus. The conclusion of this statement in Time magazine, December 9, 1966, says, state and municipal officials also find themselves all but buried under paperwork. So we see that the only way they can reduce this paperwork is to reduce their programs, and that's what we're doing with one overall program. Then they would like to say that the first negative speaker got it and said, evidently the firm team does not understand the purpose of present public assistance program, which is not supplementary, but rather to only meet the most pressing needs of the poor. We would say that negative team, we very well understand the philosophy of the present system, and it's only to meet the present needs. We contend that this is greatly inadequate. We quote Michael Reagan, his political science professor at the University of California, an article he said in New York Times Magazine, 1966. And he's talking about it's not enough to meet the most pressing needs, but to give these people something to get out of poverty. The reason these people are in poverty today is because they're only meeting the most pressing needs. Knowing that one had something to fall back on would tend to make more people more enterprising. They would not need to fear the risk of taking a new job or moving to a new state. A secure income would make it possible to think ahead, something the middle class is always asking the poor to do. Having something to hang on to would tend to breed social responsibilities in ways that public assistance programs can never do. Also, the negative team said that they made a quote about the long-term employment, so employment is really not that much of a problem. We say that even though the people are employed, this is not adequate. We quote Industrial Relations, February 1967, results of the Green and Lapland study. In 1964, the working poor, that is those employed but still below the poverty level, were 24 million of the 32 million people poor. So just because these people have jobs is no indication that they're going to be out of poverty. Also, Poor Kids by Alvin Shure says that the poor families have 3/5 of the income to get out of poverty, but they need that necessary 2/5. Then they said about our need, rural migration need, that we wouldn't encourage people to stay on farm. The negative speaker got it and says, well, it costs less. We'll make it more specific. It costs 70% less to live on the farm. These people, they are highly individualistic. They don't want to leave their farms. They're pushed off by the poor rural conditions. A negative income tax would meet this need. Because these needs are being met, we believe you should concur with the negative.
See what the affirmative team has said about those assets which I spoke about. They dropped it. They did not say they would take care of it. Let's see what they said about what they would do about the bureaucracy. They dropped it. No bureaucracy. They said they wouldn't fix this. Therefore, I contend that they have not shown sufficiently that their system will be more adequate than the present.
That is cool.
What they did say was that they would. I also brought this idea about all the people who are now receiving assistance from the federal government, and they said that the income tax, minimum wage income, was going to do away with poverty. This is not so, mainly because most of the needs at the status quo meet are not only income problems, but also how to spend that income so they won't be right back where they were before in this poverty situation. And I'd like to say that also, they said that we were not reducing poverty, and also they said that they gave a quote of someone who said that we need to give these people income. But I'll tell you something about this income. Here's what Hubert Humphrey has to say about income. The job of eradicating poverty will be a long and difficult one because we cannot simply buy a new way of life for people. We cannot buy a new way of life for people. It is much more than just a question of money. We must re-educate, re-energize, and re-inspire them. This is exactly what the present program is doing. Through President Johnson's anti-poverty program, through welfare, the welfare and the money, Social Security is giving the people the income. President Johnson's anti-poverty program is giving them the education to tell them how to spend this income. And also the bureaucracy is making sure that it's not being wasted in the United States today. So I'd like to say that we are decreasing poverty in the present system. They have not shown that they would never give any, how soon that they would alleviate it or whatnot. Here's what we have been doing. Since 1935, there were 50% of the people in poverty. 51% of the people were supposedly in poverty. And then in 1960, 20%. In 1965, 17%, and this is decreasing. Now I'm saying that this is going by an income basis here, but cannot always measure poverty by income. I've proved that you could do it through assets, that people do have assets, own their cars, own their homes. Therefore, they don't have to have as much money to pay on their different, that much income to pay for the different needs that they have. So I'd like to say right now that the Berman team has not shown us that the status quo cannot meet these needs. We need this bureaucracy. We need what we have to get to make sure that the money is not being wasted. And they have not shown how they would collect the information except through the IRS, which I think was not efficient enough to get the proper information.
Well, now, exactly what has that negative team told us during this debate today?
Well, first they gave us a quote from Vice President Hubert Humphrey saying that we couldn't simply buy a new way of life for people. We agree with that. But let's go on with that same quote of what Mr. Humphrey said and see exactly what he did say. He said, we must re-educate, re-energize, and re-inspire them to the extent that such constructive efforts can be implemented through economic resources. Our society can and must make the investment. So what is Mr. Humphrey saying? He's saying that we can't do it by this alone, but this is a very vital part in a program. This is what we're considering in this debate. This is what this debate's about today. This is what the negative team has failed to clash on. Now, what have they said? They have said, well, your Head Start programs, your retraining programs are very good, and the present system shows people how to spend their income. Well, we contend that's very nice. If you'll remember, during our constructive speeches, we never said we were going to do away with any of these programs. We are going to do away with these attempts in the status quo to provide income maintenance. We are going to keep these job training programs, keep these Head Start programs. What did that negative team say about that? Well, they dropped that. Now, they came up and said, well, what about your limitations of your negative income tax on other property? Well, now, if you'll remember, during my constructive speech, I specifically said that we would assess other property. Now, that negative team refused to allow for this. They criticized us on this point. We would remind you they're not criticizing our plan or the stipulations in our plan. They're criticizing another plan of which we have the same criticism, which is exactly why we use this particular plan. Now, they said, well, you will need a bureaucracy as much as the bureaucracy under the status quo. Well, they never really gave us any proof of this, but let's look at the reason behind this. Isn't it true what they are saying in essence is that one agency combined together into one effective administration cannot be better than a multiplicity of national, state, local, and neighborhood bureaucracies? Now, exactly what did they say? Well, they told us, well, this wouldn't make any difference, but we have shown you throughout this debate that it will. Well, now, they have said, well, if the rural people get income, then they will want to go to the cities for jobs. But if you'll remember, what our specific need was the need to control the migration of the rural poor to urban slums. We're not trying to control rural migration to cities, but we are controlling this migration to slums. Because what is the reason for this? Because we don't want to perpetuate slums. So that's what this need stands for today. That's why we should accept that need as a valid need, and that's why that negative objection just does not stand. So then they told us, well, people on their welfare rolls today are covered sufficiently. I think George showed you sufficiently. They were not. There was a need for a more efficient system because of these three needs that we have presented in the